with Nikki and Tamillo in the morning. More music and more fun. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
I'll never be like these people.
Okay, there's some issues in the UK. The Queen's Balmoral Estate is a pretty big drop of land out Scotland way. Yeah. And like, so she's got a castle there, but there's, I don't know how much, it's like 50,000 acres around it of like forest and stuff that people like to go and hike through.
Yeah. There's been issues at the moment, but
and which is normally okay, but it's not at the moment.
Yeah. So coronavirus, of course, at the moment has meant a lot of public facilities are shut, such as public toilets.
I see.
So the public toilets are closed at Balmoral Estate at the moment, which has led to people relieving themselves around the grounds. And
Around the grounds. Sorry, that's such a footy reference.
On the Oval. And Balmoral Castle has taken to Twitter to say they're disappointed to see so many wipes discarded around the estate today next to paths and monuments, suggesting that if people need to relieve themselves, they can move far away from paths or streams if they really need to go, and please bury feces in a shallow hole.
Please.
How disgusting. What is wrong with you people?
Can't we please at least bury it, for goodness sake?
Can't you just do what your mum always said and to go to the toilet before you leave for the day? I know it's a big area and there's no toilets around, but goodness me, have a poop in the morning.
The Queen doesn't want to see that.
No, is that what you want to people, leave for the Queen?
That's not the... No, that is it's exactly when you listen to what Mum said.
Or take doggy bags with you.
Maybe they should hang them up on the fences.
Yeah, with bins around the place. Oh.
Nikki and DeMello this morning, and Australia's favourite taste of Spain, I think it's fair to say, is back with the team from the living room, 7:30 tonight on 10. Here with us this morning too, Chef Miguel. Good morning.
Nikki and DeMello, ci vediamo.
Hey, good morning, Miguel, the happiest man on TV. How are you?
I'm amazing. Good morning, Sanjay.
When are you not amazing? You inspire me to be a happier person.
You know, I was born excited. And this is the question, is that to be excited and grateful about this amazing country and life of ours. And that's the secret.
There you go.
You know, just enjoy what we are and what we have.
Yeah.
Not what we want to be. Yes, beautiful, you know, it's just beautiful.
That's great advice. Amazing. Look at that. I'm smiling. I'm smiling already. It's fantastic.
Now, is that DeMello? Is that Italian?
Portuguese. That's where it comes from.
Oh, you follow the Portuguese? You follow Portuguese?
I don't speak any Portuguese.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, wait, what did he say?
I'm going to show off all my languages.
Man, you got way too many.
What else can you do?
It's actually Portuguese via Malaysia, so if you'd said Selamat Pagi, then maybe I would have got it.
You know what? Don't worry, DeMello, my accent is fake. I actually was born in Perth. I put it on for TV.
Wouldn't that be the greatest secret in TV?
Oh, man. All the myths are busted here. So one of the reasons I imagine you'd be so excited is the fact that the show's coming back, because it was looking a bit iffy for a while there.
Well, the thing is, we've been working since we, like, got off air, we've been working in this massive new concept. So behind the scenes, we've been really looking forward to tell everyone what we've been doing. And it's been really tricky to put together a show, because obviously we've been filming probably through the hardest crisis of our country in history.
Yeah.
And I think the new concept is going to be so refreshing and so exciting, because what we're doing now is really relating to the everyday Australian. And we actually get in the show, the families, they are good to the community, they are in need. Families, they're actually struggling about something.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do, the four of us, we actually get out of the studio and we are in the road. Just actually, Barry is helping them with the home and helping them, teaching them how to cook. Amanda is taking the mom maybe for a signing project. Pingo is taking care of the pet. And what we do now is that the four of us, we cross lanes in what we do. So I'll be helping Barry to repair the house.
Does that mean Pingo, you're on the tools?
To cook. Oh, that's why all the houses are falling apart. It is it is a very refreshing way, and it's a lot of studio elements that we didn't have before. It's a lot of spontaneity. It's a lot of celebration of our friendship, and it's a lot of engagement with the everyday, you know, families. I think people are really going to love the new studio. It's a house. We got a kitchen. We got a design studio fireplace. We got a pool. Obviously, you want to crazy in the pool, eh? Hey,
you've got a pool. I don't know what's going to go on there.
Oh, no. So we got it all happening.
Sounds like it.
That's yeah. A different... I know, let's see gringo cleaning the pool, isn't it?
Now, you say gringo. I've been so intrigued all these years. You call Dr. Chris Brown your best bud. You call him gringo. What does that mean?
Gringo is the greatest nickname. You see, I'm such an Australian. I got a nickname for everyone.
Yeah.
In Australia, is the greatest country. Your name can be Miguel, and people call you Missy. Oh, you can have a beer, and let's have a Colby. Or instead of have a swimming costume, you get your coffee. So it's amazing how you can call a nickname to everyone.
I thought it meant man with the fantastic jawline, but I mean, I suppose it is kind of.
That too, I guess. Now, look, we could keep chatting all morning, but I guess we can catch more of this energy tonight because it all kicks off again. So Miguel is back with Amanda Keller, Chris Brown, Barry for The Living Room, 7:30 tonight on 10. Thank you for sharing some of your sunshine with us this morning, Miguel.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for, you know, giving us airtime. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. Please watch the show and I'd love to talk to you again and let me know what you think about it. Thank
Brilliant.
You so much.
Will do.
Fantastic. Will do. We'll see you tonight on Channel 10.
Yeah, happy days. Bye.
And it is the last day of school.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Good luck to all the parents out there.
Yes.
Enjoy the last day of bliss.
That term has zipped by quietly for most. Obviously, probably not for teachers. But I just had a dig around. I've got some suggestions coming up in three things. There's a couple of local things. But I saw a story saying that City of Fremantle's come up with a winning idea. They've partnered with the Water Corporation to create a free Lego adventure around the port city.
How cool. Yeah. So what, like big Lego buildings or like things?
You go on an adventure trail where you collect bits to make your own toy.
That's so good.
It is. And look, you could have lunch along the way. You could just, you know, check out all sorts of good things. So the adventure trail map you get from the Frio Visitors Centre, it's happening from, Monday through till Sunday, July 19th. That's a cool way to go and just check out Frio. Yeah.
There's another day tick for your school holidays.
Yes. So lots of good things to do there.
And, of course, win a $50 voucher to spend at Toy World with us. That's another day ticked off your school holiday list.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, we give away... the
table tennis set.
Sick Hobbies Rockingham gear as well.
That's another day. That's almost a week filled already.
Lots of good. If we could sort one person out with all of these things, how good would that be? Hey, serious news. I don't know if you followed the Jeffrey Epstein story. I'm sure everyone's got an idea.
Not really. I know, obviously know what it's about, but didn't delve into it.
His partner in crime, and if ever there was an appropriate name for his girlfriend slash whatever other role she played, Ghislaine Maxwell is now, she's been arrested and is being charged. To be honest, following how long this has gone on for, I can't believe she's been free for this long.
I know. Haven't heard anything about it until now.
I watched there's a doco on Netflix. Filthy Rich, I think it's called, which is a very interesting insight into it. And, given that especially, it's like, I can't believe it's taken this long. But anyway, that's something to be – hopefully justice will serve itself out there. What else is going on this foot? Lewis Jett is out for tomorrow's clash.
Yeah, he had his 200 games and now he's out.
Yeah. Maybe a little unfair.
Oh, well.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, who knows what's going on.
No, I don't for sure.
I'm sure there's a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope this weekend's going to be a positive, big, ball-tearingly great weekend.
Eagles and Dockers, WA footy. They're going to win, I'm telling you.
Because after that, it's going to definitely not be. Because is it the Derby the weekend
coming
after?
Coming home,
So there's one of them's definitely going to lose in that game. So
2 weekends away.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay, so we've got a couple of weekends where both could win.
Mm.
That'd be nice.
Yes.
That'd be nice to think. You've got to think about these things. Got to dream. Got to have a goal. And look, another bit of just random news. Andy Wells today on Tech Daily said how now you can get Alexa in your car.
Ah.
I'm thinking fantastic, as if I can't get enough of hearing my son arguing with her when he's in the bathroom, as it is. Alexa, play the Carlton theme song.
Sorry if we've just set off your Alexas at home.
Going to play you a selection of songs from Carlton Brewing. No. Seriously. As long as he's in the shower, he's having a conversation with the AI. It's fantastic.
There's a hilarious TikTok thing about the Alexa of how you just try and say the song in you have no idea what the song's called. And she picks it up. I'm like, how do you get this
sometimes
to do that?
Sometimes
I say it clear as day and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
The correct name. Yes. And she doesn't know what's going on. So can't road trips be a safe space? That's all I know. Anyway. Now, Cadbury's famed Fredo Frog, Nikki, turned 90 yesterday.
90.
And I can't believe we missed the birthday of an Aussie icon.
I know. Shame on us.
So the story, he was invented by an 18-year-old named Harry Melbourne, who worked in the McRobertson's chocolate factory in Fitzroy. When the boss marched in determined to launch a new chocolate to celebrate the company's 50th year, he was thinking about a mouse, but Melbourne said, women and kids don't like mice, they're scared of them, so why not a frog? And a few years later, he also came up with the name Fredo, which they named after his mate Fred, who worked in the packing department. So there you go.
Wow. Imagine being that guy, knowing a chocolate was named after you.
Probably, yes.
And a frog.
And also probably not getting anything for it. I wonder if old Melbourne, Harry Melbourne, got much for it. Probably not.
No. Did he make Melbourne as well?
I think that's who they named it after.
They founded
ironically
Melbourne.
Ironically enough. Anyway, I'm sure Fredo will forgive us for missing his birthday.
Yeah.
If we promise to eat him.
Eat me.
It's not something I say very often, but I think it fits this week.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now with entertainment news where every drop is charcoal filtered, Nikki Parkinson.
Thanks. Game of Thrones and Aquaman star Jason Momoa has signed for a role in a new adaptation of the Christmas classic,
right?
Frosty the Snowman.
Wow.
I know.
Mind blown. As the snowman, do we know? Or?
I'm not sure yet. I'm assuming he's the lead role, which you would think would be Frosty. Oh. Anyway, the film is going to be a hybrid CGI / live action ensemble.
Okay.
It's going to be written by the same writer of the Will Ferrell classic Elf as well.
Oh, very
festive. So it's going to be good, that's for sure. There's no dates revealed yet, so I'm going to say maybe next Christmas.
Sure.
So wait and see for that one. Now, Miley Cyrus has revealed she is properly sober now following her vocal cord surgery earlier this year. A source says her Aussie boyfriend Cody Simpson has been a great supporter for her as he's into healthy living and sobriety. And in a recent interview, Miley has revealed she's struggling with others assuming this means she isn't fun anymore.
It's really hard because especially being young, you know, there's that stigma of like, you're no fun. And it's like, honey, I know you. You can call me a lot of things, but I know that I'm fun.
She's fun, okay? Don't question it.
Okay.
Elton John says he blames himself for unleashing the Kardashians on society. I know, right?
Wow.
Wrap your head around that. In his recent book, Me, he says his 1995 documentary, Elton John, Tantrums and Tiaras, spawned that whole genre of reality TV.
Right.
So he says, in a way, there's a sense in keeping up with the Kardashians might ultimately be my fault.
It's a long bow.
I know. But hey, he just wants to be relevant, okay?
All right.
He made them.
Fair enough.
And he also announced that he's got a new concert series on the way, Elton John Classic Concert Series. The 6th concert event will start from tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. our time on his official YouTube page.
Brilliant.
So check it out. And Mike Judge is reviving Beavis and Butthead for Comedy Central. The animated series got its start on MTV back in the 90s, but Judge promises that the duo will now enter a whole new Gen Z world.
Okay, so more of this.
I am Cornholio. I need picada for my bunghole.
You'll have to wait your turn, sir.
Are you threatening me? My bunghole will not wait.
Oh, goodness. So possibly a more PC version? I don't know.
Have to think
how
so.
Do they even do that?
I don't even know. You'll,
yeah, have to wait and see again.
Wow, so much to take in.
Nikki and Zamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.